This presentation is talking about the state regulation of charitable giving. And why do states regulate charitable solicitations? And the majority of the reason they do it is the majority of charities are actually a creation of state law. And once they have been created, the management and governance and the practices of charitable organizations are also controlled by state law. And the concept of state regulation of charitable solicitations is actually grounded in the idea of consumer protection, that the states have a vested interest in protecting their citizenry from fraud and deceptive practices, as well as ensuring any money that's collected for charities is actually used for charitable purposes. Now, the majority of states regulate charities through the Attorney General's office. And the role, or actually the authority of the Attorney General, comes from common law as well as constitutional, statutory, and judicial authority. Some AG officials actually appoint a specific attorney who's in charge of nothing but charities. Others just kind of fold it into the ubiquitous other duties as assigned. And other states choose to create specific charity regulatory offices. They have their own professional association. It's called the National Association of State Charity Officials. And in the materials, you'll find a link to that one, as well as the National Association of Attorney Generals. So we have a changing landscape in terms of charitable solicitations.